Lunch with Pippa Hudson.
We all have a voice.
Use yours.
Call 021-446-0567.
Join the conversation. On Cape Talk.
Let's change our focus for a little bit and talk parenting. Look, I'm sure most of us really are doing the best we can when it comes to parenting. We're all trying our best. We don't always get it right, but sometimes the best just isn't enough, and sometimes we could do better if only we had somebody to give us a little bit of advice or to look at a parenting challenge from a different angle and give us a different perspective on it. And today I want to let you know that that kind of advice is actually available to parents in Cape Town who need it. You only have to look as far as an organization called the Parent Center. They're based in Wynberg, and they're all about helping parents deal with everything from dealing with a teen pregnancy or a substance abuse issue to helping families blend and deal with the challenges that come with that situation of multiple families blending and reforming. If you are struggling with a parenting issue, they are a place you can turn to get advice and to be a sounding board to talk about it with. To tell us a little bit more about who they are and what sort of services they offer, I'm delighted to welcome Venetia Barris, who's with me on the line. She is the CEO of the Parent Center. Venetia, it's lovely to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Thanks for inviting us.
It's a great pleasure. How long has the Parent Center actually been in existence, Venetia?
Well, it's a couple of decades. We've been around for nearly 40 years, and we were established by Cape Town Child Welfare Society when they did some research and realized that in order to prevent child abuse, we need to provide parents and caregivers with support, parenting information and skills. As you alluded to earlier, parenting can be extremely challenging, and it's really important to provide this kind of support for parents. And not just parents, but also caregivers. So we're talking about grannies and teenagers raising their siblings, step families.
Absolutely. I mean, they say it takes a village to raise the child, Venetia, and in many cases that village has sadly disappeared because of the way we live in modern times. But it sounds to me like you're engaged in getting the whole village involved in the solution. Now, 40 years of service, how many parents have come through your doors in that time?
Gosh, it's been thousands. We've lost count. I mean, on an annual basis, pre-COVID, we were reaching about 30,000 parents through our training. Parenting training, we do positive parenting training, we do teen parenting training for teenage parents who are struggling to juggle parenting, and a lot of them are still at school. We provide, do an antenatal and postnatal support program for at-risk pregnant women, fatherhood training, parenting talks. We are completely sold out to supporting parents and caregivers because it makes such a huge difference. For parents, I mean, we often hear parents saying to us that, they feel more confident as parents. They've become calmer. Their children notice that they're different. Their children's behavior improve. We've had fathers sign a non-violence pledge in their home. So, as I said earlier, we completely sold out to what we do because we see that it makes such a huge difference.
I love that idea of the non-violence pledge because that's really all about committing to breaking cycles. Venetia, the problem with parenting is all of us have only learned from the way we were parented, and some of us are lucky enough to have positive role models in that respect. Others are not so lucky and have to first unlearn what they were taught as parenting before they can learn to do it a different way. In your experience, can it always be unlearned? I mean, how big a challenge is that to take somebody who has been raised one way and say, actually, your parents could have done better, here's an alternative approach? How big a task is that?
I mean, it's not easy, but it's very possible. We work with parents from across socioeconomic groups, and we see that for years we had there was this notion that parents from sort of lower socioeconomic circumstances couldn't be taught positive parenting. That's a lot of hogwash, to speak frankly. And we certainly see that within an environment that we provide, where we nurture parents first, where we listen to parents first, where we help build the parents' self-esteem, and we're non-judgmental, that creates an atmosphere where parents are more able to take on the skills. And as I sort of mentioned earlier, we've seen amazing changes in parents and families. You know, we teach, for example, the foundational skills of, you know, being listening to your children, understanding children's behavior, building positive self-esteem, how to manage, as a parent or caregiver, how to manage your anger, how to actually deal with conflict in your home, how to be assertive, but in a respectful way, how to engage positive cooperation with your children. And it is very possible to learn these skills.
There's hope for everyone in that statement. Venetia, I'm interested to know about the demand for your services under lockdown. It's been an incredibly challenging year or two for everybody, but it's been particularly hard for parents who've had children at home with them, many of them while trying to work from home simultaneously, many of them being thrown together for hours on end, trying to juggle those roles at the same time, and in the early months, certainly without any outside help whatsoever. Did you see a big demand, an increase in demand for your services during that time?
We've certainly seen parents still needed, you know, reaching out for support, and it's been amazing. We've under lockdown, we've adapted all our programs for online delivery. We're providing antenatal support to moms via WhatsApp.
Wow.
It's been quite incredible how we've managed to adapt. Our fatherhood training via WhatsApp has worked phenomenally well. Same with our positive parenting training, and we've seen parents from across the country engaging, and we even had a family from Nigeria who attended, I think it was training or counselling. So that's been the opportunity of COVID. It's forced us to do things differently, and we anticipating that even going forward, even post-COVID, we continue to have work with a hybrid model where we do continue face-to-face work, because I think we're all a bit fatigued by WhatsApp and Zoom, and but it does, as I say, it does give opportunity to reach beyond our borders. And as you mentioned, parents are quite stressed and struggling to, you know, manage work and home, and it's one of our what we're seeing is that we're needing to offer our services in the workplace, actually go in and offer our training and counselling. In companies, because we're certainly seeing how difficult it is for parents to juggle the responsibilities of parenting and working, especially working from home is enormously stressful. So we really want to come alongside companies and provide that kind of support, help them provide that kind of support to their parents or the staff who are parents.
Venetia, an interesting question in on email from one of our listeners who's not yet a parent but is planning to start a family in the near future, asking whether it's worth signing up for one of your courses before you get there, or is it better to start one of these programs once you've already, once the baby's already arrived, I guess is what they're asking.
Yes, it is debatable. I think our preference has been to work with parents once they are in the thick of it. Real, and the struggles are real, and we have been asked this question quite often, but it's quite different when you're actually in the trenches.
I mean, there's nothing anybody can say to prepare you. Anybody who's become a parent knows that all the best advice in the world is no replacement for actually just being there and experiencing it, and that applies to all of the phases of a child's life. Venetia, I'm bang in the middle of the teenage years.
We want to be as prepared as we possibly can. So I would encourage, we have a parenting library. I'd certainly encourage your listener to come in and come and make use of our resources. He's more than welcome to do that. And certainly, we're available when there are parents. We're certainly more than willing to help. And we believe that no parent or caregiver has to struggle on their own. There is support available, and we have 40 decades of experience, and we're certainly still not experts. We're also learning, even those of us who are social workers and parents. It's an ongoing challenge journey, and as your children grow up and as they become teenagers, you realize how much help you need and support you need. The teenage years are so difficult. Somebody said to me recently, they didn't realize that you can get to a point where you don't like your child very much. And certainly in the teenage years, I think parents and teenagers can have those moments where they don't like each other very much. And we provide the skills and the guidance to help them get back
to each other,
place where they're connecting well and they're liking each other most of the time.
As long as the love for each other is still there underneath it all, that's the key thing. Venetia, in terms of sort of crisis situations, if a family has discovered, for example, that a teenager is abusing drugs or is confronted with news of a teenage pregnancy that they didn't see coming, is that something, can they bring a specific sort of crisis situation like that to you at the Parent Centre and say, can you help guide us through this?
Most certainly. I mean, you make me think of a mom years ago came to us. She had recently been divorced and was very concerned about a teenage son who was suddenly involved with the wrong crowd and then drugs. And she came to one or two sessions of counseling. There were two things the counselor said to her: don't be afraid to parent and find something that he's interested in that you can connect on. And I forget now what he was interested in, but they spent time just researching that particular subject that he was interested in, and they reconnected. And 10 years later, she contacted us and said, well, he's now at varsity. I think he was nearly completed, and it might have turned out very differently if she hadn't received that guidance.
Fantastic feedback. Yeah. Now, in terms of accessing this guidance, Venetia, is there a cost involved to come to the Parents Centre? How do you charge for your services, if at all?
Unfortunately, we do have to charge. You know, non-profits have increasingly faced funding challenges, and we work on a sliding scale. And so should parents want to contact us either for counselling or for training, they can contact us at, they can call our office at 021-762-0116, or they may email us at marketing@theparentcentre.org.za, and they can inquire about our fees.
marketing@theparentcentre.org.za or phone number 021-762-0116. Venetia, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about this. Maybe as a final word to the interview, what advice for parents out there who are going through the ups and downs in the roller coaster ride and feeling like they're getting it wrong? Maybe you'd like to say something to them about the importance of not being afraid to ask for help, that nobody actually is expecting you to get it right 100% of the time.
That and also you're not alone. As I find when I speak to parents, often, you know, there's so much guilt and you think you're the only one struggling. And I think we often don't share with people. And it's not all appropriate to share with everybody, but parenting challenges are sort of universal. We've hosted students from all over the world and you know, again, you hear that all parents struggle. Most children feel that their parents could have done better.
We're not alone. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you, Venetia Burries, the CEO of the Parents Centre. They're based in Wynberg. Their website, if you'd like to read up more about their different programs, is theparentscentre.org.za.